The music group Idan Raquel Project is a success story you've probably never heard of. The multi-platinum selling group from Israel is just now releasing their first CD in the U.S. Producer Derek Rath has more.
In 2002, Idan Raquel, a relatively unknown producer and musician in Israel, decided to make some demo recordings with some of his friends to try to get a record deal. It was a very street-level affair. Actually, below street level.
It all started in my parents' basement. I just built there a studio, which I invited there friends of mine from different regions, different places. And they were immigrated to Israel from Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, or the camps of Sudan, or from Uruguay, the South American community in Israel, from Yemen, or from Morocco.
After being turned down by several record companies, the demos were picked up by Helicon Records, which decided to release them as they were. The first single, Boy, shot to the top of the Israeli charts. Idan Raquel's music incorporates Hebrew traditions. It also embraces Israel's multicultural immigrant population. Particularly strong is the musical influence of Ethiopians. The message of love, faith, and respect for diversity resonates with listeners.
There is some side effects to the project. You know, there is a very good thing by creating role models from the Ethiopian communities that, so that youngsters from the Ethiopian community can be proud of, or from the Arabic community, Mira Anwar Awad, the Palestinian singer of the project, which lives in Haifa, and it's you know, it's integration is not by talking, as it's about creating.
The Idan Raquel Project's debut CD went multi-platinum in Israel, garnering them Best Single, Artist of the Year, and Best Album awards. In 2005, the second CD, Out of the Depths, was released to similar acclaim, and it is a compilation of the two that has just been released in America, simply titled The Idan Raquel Project. Although the group's songs of harmony have touched a nerve in Israel and around the world, Idan Raquel professes modestly that it was not his intention to make any socio-political statement.
I have to admit that there is no other goal inside of music, just to do music. You know, if you talk sometimes about racism, it's not about bad people, it's about ignorance. As soon as you can find, you know, Mira Anwar Awad, the Palestinian singer, singing with the Wogdara Wasa, the Amharic singer, singing with some 84 years old Yechi Tzubara, the Yemenite singer. So they all knows about each other, you know, and create all this melting pot, you know, in this CD.
It has been said before that many languages can find a common voice through music. As if to illustrate that point, the Idan Raquel Project just received the Persian Golden Lioness Award for Excellence in Music. For NPR News, this is Derek Rath in Los Angeles.